Live from Atlanta, Georgia, it's your man, Sad Keys International, introducing the Creflo Dollar.
So I want you to understand something, folks. Please understand this. You know, you don't have to give your money. You can take your money and you can keep it in your pocket. In fact, when the bucket goes by, you don't see somebody with a gun cocked back saying, now you have to give your money. That's your money. If you'd like to take your money, and when the bucket goes by, keep it in your pocket. That is your prerogative. You may do that anytime you please to do that. In fact, you don't ever have to give a dime when you come here. Just come to church, eat, keep your money in your pocket. Honey, bring a lock. Lock your purse. Because contrary to popular opinion, I want you to hear me loud and clear. You giving your money is completely up to you. You do whatever you want to do. Give yourself some credit. I can't make you give your money if you don't want to give your money. You got to understand something. You're not my child. I can't make you do nothing you don't want to do. In fact, just go to hell. Go. Go on. I mean, if you'd like to, go ahead. Ain't no use of wasting time. Just go straight to hell. Do not even pass go. Just go. Just do it. Just do it. I mean, you know, because nobody wants to. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. So just forget about all the other stuff. Just go straight to, you know, just do that. Because what I'm trying to get you to see is I am so tired of people making it seem like preachers making you do something. You don't have to live holy. You don't have to pray. You ain't got to fast. You ain't got to talk to Jesus. And you sure don't have to give your money. It's your money. Stick it in your pocket and go straight with your money. And when you recognize that it's not working, and if you desire the result of the word of God, then you will need to do what I'm teaching you to do. You cannot, listen, if you want God to help you financially, then you've got to get involved in the laws in order for him to do that, and that's going to require you giving. If you need some help with your money, you're going to have to go find some money to give. If you want him to prosper you and bless you and impart power in your life, then you're going to have to tithe. But now, if you don't want nothing, God says that you can have in the Bible, don't do nothing. So keep your money. So quit telling people that we're afraid of just getting people money. You give because you know that in order to operate the principles of the Word of God, that you have to sow and you have to give.